An isomic test. So we did the first half yesterday. So a person has developed the attitude that he's willing to take whatever Hashem passes to him, that's fine. Whatever is necessary for Shabbos, you'll spend, and you'll find it difficult because you know the Hashem gives. You should give cover to Shabbos, and you should makabel Shabbos early. Make sure that you enjoy Shabbos. But make sure you spend time in Beis Medrash, half a day in Beis Medrash. So he has a lot of points over here. I want to talk about Oneg Shabbos a little bit. And again, I have this halacha that the fact that we enjoy food, the real deep Ali Musri says the holy Rebbe made food geshmak is to be able to overcome your taiva and eat it l'shem shemayim. It's clear, at least on Shabbos and Yalta, that's not true. There's Indian of Oynig. And even during the week, maybe there's more to it than that. So I measure it with a mushroom, which you might have heard before. A story. So I had a chaver in yeshiva from Australia, Sydney, Australia. And his parents were survivors. They both lost, at least one of them for sure, I think both of them lost families in the war. And they met after the war and they married and they had one child, Ben Yochid. They ended up in Sydney, Australia. I don't have no idea why Sydney, Australia, but that's where they ended up. There's no yeshiva gedolah in Sydney, Australia, or in Melbourne at that point in time, as a matter of fact, either. So they decided to send the son to Tel Yeshiva. They could not afford to bring him home. So he didn't go home for 4 years. Pesach and Shulis, he had relatives in New York, he would go to them for Pesach and Sukkot, he would go to relatives in New York. And that was it. Summertime he stayed in yeshiva. In those days, this is in the 70s, a phone call to Australia ran about $9 a minute. So he called home twice a year, for Rosh Hashanah and before Pesach. The rest of the year, there was letters. Each week, he would write a letter to his family. And I remember he used to write Erev Shabbos, used to put it in the mailbox in Erev Shabbos. And then, meanwhile, he got a letter back from his parents sometime during the week. And they were constantly sending letters. And that was the communication. After 4 years, he's going home. Now, to picture that a woman was a survivor, which to them, family meant everything. It's the only son, and it's a Jewish mother. That she should send her son away for 4 years is a mind-boggling, serious nefesh. Just mind-boggling, such a thing. So now, finally, after 4 years, she's going to see her son. So she's going to make him a suda, which makes suda shalom b'shaito look shvach. This is mamish beat suda shalom b'shaito. So she makes this phenomenal suda, and he sits down, and every one of his favorite foods, is all there. And he bites into his favorite steak. He doesn't taste steak. He tastes 4 years of his mother's love. That's what he tastes. All rolled into one steak. When you eat an apple, what you're supposed to be tasting is the Bereshit's love. The Bereshit made this gorgeous world with its delicious fruits, luscious, beautiful, delectable, desirable, enticing. And you eat it, and you enjoy the crunch, and you enjoy the sweet and the sour. What you're tasting the Bereshit's love. That's how you're supposed to eat an apple. That's what Oneg Shabbos is. Oneg Shabbos is the bula lai bonai, because Zayom Shabbos Hayom Lashem. Shabbos is Kosh Baruch Hu's day. Yeshiva Isaac said over a story that during the war, at one point in time, he was running away, and he ended up spending Shabbos in a field. He spent Shabbos in a field somewhere in the Uzbekistan, I think. One point during Shabbos, he was davening, and he hears some peasants walking by, and one of them suggests, you know, they're going to go, let's go beat him, attack him, whatever, you know, have a good time with him. The other one said, leave him alone, for him today is God's day. That's what he said. She said, I never had the hargosha to understand what it meant, Shabbos HaYom LaShem, until at that moment. It was such a clarity that the goy could look and say, this is God's day for him. Shabbos is a Baruch Hashem's day, and he invites us to join him on his table. So the Oinik Shabbos is not the Geshmak of the food. The Oinik Shabbos is that he cares enough to give us Geshmak of food. And your taste is love in the food. If we would approach Shabbos like that, so we'd want to be Makabel Shabbos in Vod Yom, we want to extend it Motzei Shabbos. The chetz of the Beis HaMedrash is just as geshmak as the chetz of the Oinig and the Chil and the Shtiyah. And when it goes, you push it. You feel you have to make some type of a message and some type of a way to commemorate the fact that you had such a visitor. Rav Hirsch writes a beautiful thing. He talks about the difference between Shabbos and Beis Hamikdash. His Beis Hamikdash was tremendously kaddish, but you had to go to Beis Hamikdash to get that kedusha. Shabbos is tremendously kaddish, but it comes to you. You don't have to go there to get it. It comes to you. So the Beis Hamikdash is walking into your house every week. So the person would be margish that that's what Shabbos is. Because of course, you want to be mechaber a tremendous thing. You would spend whatever it takes to make it that it should be addressed appropriately, etc. The Chlal Shabbos. There's a fascinating, I heard it once, heard a fascinating lecture from a person who works in Kiev. This is in Cleveland back in the, probably like 84, 85. So he's speaking for the Federation. I think 90%+ of the people there were not frum. I think I counted three yarmulkes by the lunch. It was like a lunch and learn type program. So I wanted to hear him speak, so I came for the learn part. I didn't pay for the lunch. Chiefs get right now. Right. And he was talking about Shabbos, and he said a fascinating medrash. The medrash says that Adam Rishon was so kaddish. You know, Chazal described his stature, the kedusha, etc. That the malachim saw him, and the malachim mistook him for Kadosh Baruch Hu. The malachim were overwhelmed by the kedusha of Adam Rishon to the point that the Medrash says they wanted to say kedosh, 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 to say kedusha to Adam Rishon. So Baruch Hashem saw that that's not so good. So the Baruch Hashem put him to sleep, Adam to sleep. So the malachim saw that he fell asleep. Obviously, he's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's not God. So he said, you know, mankind, we live with this idea that, you know, we're very important, we play a tremendous role, and like, what's the world going to do without me? And it comes Shabbos, and for 26 hours, the world seems to survive without you. And after Shabbos is over, you come there, and Shabbos, the world's still going. So it's a form of wakeful sleep. Every night you go to bed, and you know you sleep for your 4, 6, 8 hours, whatever it is for the night, depending on who you are. Right? So you wake up, and the world's still going. So it reminds you that you're not God. So Shabbos reminds us that we're not the one running the world. That can be like different things we're talking about now. These there are tremendously significant opposite emotions in that feeling. We like to be in control. I think if you poll most men, if they have an option of being the driver or being a passenger, they prefer being the driver. because when the driver, they get to control what's how everything's going to happen. Being a passenger is like, it's uncomfortable. I want to be the boss. The way it's going to work around the world means you're not the boss anymore. It's totally relinquishing control over the world. It's also totally putting yourselves into the arms of a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's cradling you. So it could be the scariest moments and the most difficult moments and the most precious and the most feeling of security moment that the person can have. Because once I realize I'm in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands, it's so secure. The world is in good hands. Much better hands than if I'd be one running it. So I feel that the safety and the security of a Kadosh Baruch Hu running the world. Shabbos is the day of the week which forces us to stop and realize that we are not the ones in control. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. But he wants us to feel that and react to that with a feeling of safety and security. That this is, it's a pleasure to have that feeling. So we express that with our Arneg Bechila B'Shtiyah. We express that by wanting to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah and through learning. We express it, but the bottom line is not about the chila and the shtiyah, or even about the learning and the davening. It's about that Shabbos is a day where the barrier between me and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which happens to be me, is removed. The Stipe writes in a letter, he says that the biggest impediment to Amun and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Gaiva. It's the biggest impediment. The reason why we don't see Kadosh Baruch Hu is because we have Gaiva blocking it. If we'd be told to be, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adam Kol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who saw Kadosh Baruch Hu as Malka Yamir. There's no individual self blocking his vision of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Betzim, we should see a Kadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. I mean, where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu not? It should be totally visible to us. Russia made us as the blockage. So we remove us as a blockage. So Shabbos is the opportunity to remove us as the blockage. I'm not the one in control. I'm a nobody. I'm not doing anything. I'm just a passenger on the bus. I'm a passenger on this world. That's what Shabbos tells me. So, well, I prefer to be the driver. You know what? I'm very happy with the driver. I see the driver now. Once I recognize I'm a passenger, I see the driver. So I'm on my Greyhound bus going somewhere, and the bus seems to be careening who knows where, and it's flying, etc. And I'm sitting as a passenger. Hey, what's going to be? I look up to the driver's seat, and there's no driver. It's very scary. And I see that there's a driver there. It's a very feeling of safety and security. So that's the Shabbos is when we put the driver in the driver's seat and we see the driver, and that's a tremendously reassuring emotion, and that's the Oynik Shabbos that we're supposed to feel.